The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. The sugar beet crop around the region continues to make progress. At Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative, Vice President of Agriculture Todd Giselius says the crop there is coming along nicely.
On the whole, we got some rain, but unfortunately in some areas, of course, we had to get too much rain. We did have an area that had, at one point, got a 7-inch rain, and then a few days later got 3 or 4 more. So that area is in pretty tough shape just from the rain, but overall, I think we're doing really good.
MINDAC Vice President of Agriculture Mike Metzger says rain has been an issue there, too.
Co-op as a whole, all 107,500 acres are probably inch and a half plus. The crop's established. It's plenty wet. The two things we worry about now following a rain of this magnitude are you know, what it does to the Cercospora leaf spot. It certainly fuels that along and creates the environment for that to thrive. And then it also, especially with the heat, kicks in some of the subterranean fungi. So you're talking Rhizoctonia, Phantomyces, and both of which can be very problematic for the crop.
American Crystal General Agronomist Joe Hastings is seeing similar issues.
We do have some damage. We're assessing and looking at it. But also know that these moist, humid conditions and these hot temperatures have really spurred the Cercospora development. It started earlier than anyone would like, of course. But I think focusing on just getting that timely start just to get ahead of it so it doesn't get established in the field is key right now.
Do we need to wait till row closure or should we go ahead and start spraying?
I think we got to start spraying. We are finding Cercospora in fields where the rows haven't closed yet.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.